It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's efforts to address the opioid crisis will get more than $41 million in federal money over the next 2 years. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
The state's behavioral health office says they'll use part of the federal grant on 6 mobile health units to serve uninsured and underinsured Coloradans with medication-assisted treatment and other services. The state also plans to buy 24,000 kits of the opioid overdose reversal drug, Naloxone. And the grant will help cover the first month of rent at recovery residences for hundreds of people. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The talks will continue over what to do with the statue in Pueblo. The city council has voted to continue mediation over Colorado's only remaining monument to Christopher Columbus. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Last night, Pueblo's city council urged supporters and opponents of the statue to keep talking, and they chose not to put the question on the November ballot for voters to decide. Teresa M. Trujillo told the council she wants the statue covered or removed.
All of those who defend this statue in any way, shape, or form are upholding white supremacy and settler colonialism as a value of this community. With your continued actions and inaction, you are upholding genocide of Native people as honorable.
Pueblo's Italian immigrant community commissioned the statue 115 years ago. One idea for its future is to create an outdoor museum that also includes statues from the civil rights struggle and a monument to honor indigenous people. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets need a win tonight to advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs. The Nuggets face the Utah Jazz in the seventh and final game of their first round series. Both teams have relied heavily on their young stars lately, including Denver's Jamal Murray, who's coming off a 50-point game on Sunday. The teams have been playing games without fans around Orlando, Florida, because of the pandemic. The Colorado Avalanche stayed alive in their playoff series with a win against Dallas Monday. The Avs have to win tomorrow and Friday to advance in the NHL postseason. The weather is staying cool again today around Denver. Then it turns a bit sunnier and warmer tomorrow. Metro highs near 80 today, 70s in Colorado Springs, and warmer on Wednesday. This is CPR News.